This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire. Here's our mothership, AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken and Tioga, and KLTC 1460 on the Western Edge. Congressman Kevin Cramer was here for the first hour for our weekly talk radio town hall. We have him for a couple more minutes before we have to let him go. And I want to ask him two questions before we let him go that came from our listeners. Then we'll get back to your calls, all right? And take those till the bottom of the hour. Chat briefly with the coach of the UND football team, Billy Swigert, on a big weekend with Weber State. And wrap up with more of your calls. Give you the latest from this encounter that is happening down along 1806 as well between a large contingent of law enforcement, as in... I don't even know how to quantify how many different assets. Now, we've heard reports of 400 law enforcement and the encampment, 100, maybe 200. So the numbers of law enforcement outnumber the number of protesters. But they're obviously calling for reinforcements, and that's happening at this moment. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. All right, Congressman Cramer, I wanted to we had a number of questions that in one way or another were asking about Jesse Jackson and his presence yesterday, and you mentioned what you thought of him being here to raise money and everything else. But the charge he uses, and so many others, and has really fueled a lot of this, is that the route of the Dakota Access Pipeline was planned for north of Bismarck. And Bismarck said no, they objected, they didn't want it, and then they said, okay, let's stick it to the Native Americans and let's put it down in Standing Rock. That's what they want us to believe. Is there a shred of truth to that?
Zero truth to that. All you have to do is read the application and read the environmental assessment from the Corps of Engineers to know that that's not true. And there's an alternative route, and that's common, to provide an alternative. And the alternative is 10 miles north of Bismarck. But that's route with many problems. The one good thing is you don't need a permit from the Corps of Engineers, but it's 11 miles longer. It adds 165 acres of impact, multiple road crossing additions, water bodies, wetland crossings. But on top of that, we have a law in North Dakota that creates an avoidance occupied houses within 500 feet, you know, a 500-foot residential buffer. You could hardly do that north of Bismarck. There's just too many homes. The federal government, the Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration, the pipeline safety regulations identify high consequence areas. That's in their code. And it has to do with locales where, you know, where there's more people. And the alternative is far, far worse in terms of environmental impact than the chosen route. And again, the chosen route is chosen because it's already a route. There's already a pipeline there. There's already high-powered transmission lines. That's just a blatant lie that they try to use to confuse people. But the preferred route is the best route.
All right. I know we need to let you go, but I need a minute on the state of the Donald Trump campaign. You've been a busy guy related to debating on energy policy. We'll put that up, too, today for folks to see that event in Virginia this week. It's got a lot of national media attention. But outside of the energy side of things, just overall, what's your sense from inside the campaign on the state of this race?
Well, it's obviously very close, but momentum's with Mr. Trump. He was already gaining some momentum. The polls were getting closer. He's widening the gap among independents pretty dramatically again, as he was before. And I think that's attributed to a number of things. For one thing, his hard work in the battleground states, especially Ohio and Florida. But also, the announcement that Obamacare premiums are going to go up on average across the country 25% next year. Just a stark reminder of why we don't trust Hillary Clinton and the left to run the economy of the United States.
Very winnable?
It's very winnable. And the biggest thing that the mainstream media and the left wants you to believe, and they're in it together, believe me, is they want you to believe it's over, he can't win, therefore just stay home. Do not let them suppress conservative vote. get out and vote, whether you're in North Dakota or one of our surrounding states or listening online somewhere. This is far from over, and Donald Trump has an opportunity to win, but he doesn't if we don't get out and do our part as supporters.
All right, sir. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Congressman Kevin Cramer, need to let him go here. He has stayed a little extra for us. Didn't get to everybody. I apologize for that. Stephen in Western North Dakota, you've been waiting a while. I want to get you in now. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is Stephen. I've been out here in the Bakken oil fields for about 11 years now, and we're all kind of watching it with interest. This kind of affects us, you know, directly. I'm surprised at all of the misinformation that's being pushed around. I've been a welder and an equipment designer for more than 20 years, and out here in the oil field, we've got, just in North Dakota alone, we got more than 13,000 oil wells. Every one of those oil wells goes through the water table. And you don't see the protests about all the oil wells that go through the water table. Well, there's a reason for that. They've engineered safeguards for these oil wells to go through the water table without affecting the water. They have casing and cement and casing and cement, several layers worth. And I've been really thinking about this pipeline. You know, here in the oil field, we have lots of fall protection rules, and the very first rule in fall protection is eliminate the need. My question is this. Why hasn't somebody come up with a plan that runs a larger diameter pipe underneath the Missouri River with their directional drilling and then actually slide the pipeline through that larger pipe? So, in a sense, you'd have a casing. And then that gap that's between the two is called an annulus. At each end of that pipe, you would have a receiving area, like a lined pit or a dike high enough that would contain any kind of a spill from the pipeline. If that pipeline were to burst or leak in any way around the water, it would actually go through that annulus back to the receiving area on each end. Problem solved. Then you've eliminated the need for the protest.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think so. This isn't about a pipeline. It isn't about the safety of the pipeline. Honestly, if it was, they wouldn't pick this pipeline because a lot of those protective measures that you've dreamed up are even already included. I mean, they have double lining. They have a sensor that, you know, can shut down sections of it. I mean, it's the best of the best, right? It's the latest. So if they're truly worried about pipelines, then they'd go to the oldest, right? But it is. You end up, if I can have back every second of time, I've responded to just this stupid, ridiculous, insane, you know, argument. Oh, I was going to go north of Bismarck, and they didn't want it. They didn't want it because they knew their water was going to be ruined. So they said, stick it to them. You know, give me a break. You know, the point is, you make good sense, Stephen. You have a good idea. And the point is, if you did that, then they'd say this. It's like the Charlie Brown football, man. They're going to move the goalpost every time and let him fall on his rear. Right? I mean, it's what's going on. So I'm done falling on my rear. This is insanity. This is insanity. These people had a process they choose to ignore, and now they put our law enforcement in harm's way day after day after day at a cost of now $1 million a week? Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And by the way, political correctness is the reason it's lasted as long as it has, because this confrontation should have happened long ago. And the federal government is the responsible party. They ought to get the bill. Standing Rock ought to get the bill. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I just pray nothing bad happens today as a result of this. Hopefully they understand once and for all that, you know, there is a rule of law, and this state is going to follow it. And just pack up their little, you know, protest machine and go home. It's ridiculous. Sorry to
agree. And, you know, what I'm wondering about, you know, in addition to that, is why didn't they protest the first pipeline that went in? This one's going to go in right next to one that's already there. Where was the protest when they put the first one in?
Yeah, and by the way, if all of the environmental impact studies that were done on that said it didn't disrupt any sacred sites, any burial grounds or anything else, that was just 30 years ago. So, you know, again, we're getting into facts, and this isn't about facts. This is about a political, cooked-up, ridiculous argument. This is people who protest for a living. This is the same people that go in and say cops kill people because of the color of their skin, when we can point out all kinds of evidence of how ridiculous that is. It's Black Lives Matter. It's the Keystone XL pipeline. It's professional protests. You know, the Al Gores of the world make a lot of money on it. The Jesse Jacksons of the world make a lot of money on it. And unfortunately, good well-meaning people get sucked into it and are no better for it when it's done. It's just, as you can tell, I'm done with it. I'm fed up. Appreciate the call. Christian in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you know, we're free in this country, and we're free to be stupid. And if these people want to live in the third world, well, then that's fine. Then they don't get, what do we use oil for? Energy? We use it to make roads, asphalt. We use it for plastics. Fine. These people can have a little tattoo on their hand that doesn't allow them to buy any of those products.
And by the way, we don't exactly drink the water raw out of these rivers either, right? We have a complex process that treats the water, which by the way takes energy. So
how about if we don't allow them to use any oil products on the reservation?
Yeah, but quickly you'd have an idea of how ridiculous this is. The chairman, Dave Archibald, owns a gas station for crying out loud, and he's on MSNBC last night. Talking about how horrible oil is and, you know, these pipelines, and if you can't make it up. Appreciate the call, Christian. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hannon discussing the importance of knowing CPR and how to use an AED.
About 326,000 people experience a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. It's more than 1,000 per day. And on average, about 90% of them don't make it.
Why don't they make it?
Because no one is performing CPR and no one knows how to use the AED.
So, you know, if you take the survival rate from 10% to 20%, just by more of us getting CPR training and getting serious about this, you save more than 50,000 people every year by your numbers. I mean, this isn't a really heavy lift to save a lot of people.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Look at the calendar and you know we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week. And it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Down here over by Buxton Reynolds area over there, and the fog is really bad, and I have run into a ton of people, well, not literally run into them, but have seen a ton of people that are driving without their lights on. That is one dangerous thing. I am in I am in a semi, and you know what? With this fog, I can't see very far ahead of me. So just turn your lights on. Thank you. Bye.
Trying to get people to turn their lights on when there's fog out or it's dark or inclement weather is like trying to get a pig to sing, I think, Todd, right?
I like that. I love that text.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I have heard people I'd rather hear a pig than the people, but that's a different story, I guess.
I see, yeah. we received a text. It's like trying to teach a pig to sing. What do you think that was in reference to? What do you think is it like trying to get a pig to sing? I don't know.
Trying to get the protesters to do what they should do. Trying to get the Archambault to do what he should have done. I mean, I guess we kind of are past all that, but at the same time, it's a good point.
Interesting. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's. If you go to Pfeiffer's.com, you're going to see a great lineup of some things they have. By the way, their location in Steele is really coming along nicely. They have the new Auction Center of North America, going to be a hub in central North Dakota for machinery auctions. And we were already there for one auction. And the actual facility itself now coming up very nice. Very, very nice. Anyway, if you go to Pfeiffer's.com, you can check out the auctions, real estate, more information on their land management. 877-700-4099 is their telephone number. You can call them. They'd be happy to send you a catalog. It's another nice, they have really nice catalogs, so another nice way to go there as well. So check that out at Pfeiffer's.com. 877-700-4099 or online at Pfeiffer's.com. And yesterday they were out in McIntosh County. Today they are in Dickinson doing some commercial buildings this afternoon at 2. Kidder County land auction, about 802 acres on Tuesday next week. So there's just an example of some of the things that are happening there. So check those out, okay? Pfeiffer's.com or give them a call. All right, back to the phones here. Let's go to Frank up in northwest North Dakota. Frank, what is on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Good. Not that we need more examples of the hypocrisy from the Hollywood elite up here helping with this protest, but it sparked a memory of mine. I heard that Dave Matthews is in the area for the protest, and I remember a story from about 10 years ago when his tour bus, I believe, had dumped raw sewage into a river, and I want to say around Chicago. I thought that's interesting. And I just wanted remind people of that, because I mean, you know, I listen to a lot of news and I can recall these things. And we're going to protest on one hand about rivers and the importance of that, and on the other hand, you know, look at some of the actions that these people are guilty of themselves.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. My other favorite is this, I forget his name, you know, the Hulk guy, Mark Ruffalo or Buffalo,
yeah,
or whatever his name is.
Buffalo.
Never watched the guy. Don't care.
I heard
him talk yesterday. I was just embarrassed for him. It was like an empty suit, you know, blathering on. He owns shares in some, solar company. They bring some solar panels down there. I mean, you know, you're a dumping ground for every stupid, crazy agenda on the face of the earth. Look, it's America. Go out there and peddle your wares. Be Hulkamania on TV and then, use that fame to try and get more people to buy solar panels. That's fine. But don't come down here in the middle of this situation, knowing everything we know, literally with an encounter that is happening at this very hour with hundreds of law enforcement and these lawbreakers, and peddle solar panels? Really?
Are the two going to really power the encampment through the coming winter?
Speaking of buses, Frank, I don't know if you know this, but there was a Hillary Clinton bus that did a dumparoo. All of their ways. That's just in the last week or so. So, and by the
I
way,
do remember that Dave Matthews Band story, too. You're right. I remember that.
Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. By the way, how many times a day do I say that on the show? By the way. Trying to get everything in.
Everybody's got their crutch phrase. We know yours.
Yeah. Right? So the and by the way are my two favorites. Dave Archibald.
That's another one of yours, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Very Dave fascinating.
Archibald. Yeah, we should have a little buzzer to go off, and I'll say it last. Remember the Obama buzzer we had? That worked. I hardly say the guy's name anymore. Yeah. And we still have it, but we don't have to use it that often. Anyway.
Right.
There's another one. Anyway, So Archambault is meeting today with Hillary Clinton, I guess, and they have Stand with Standing Rock website is talking about, the seven council fires in the Standing Rock Sioux Nation, calling on Hillary Clinton to stand against the pipeline, and they have this youth delegation that has traveled from Standing Rock to her headquarters in New York. So they got a photo op going on today, and Archambault is going to be meeting with her. We're going to play the interview with Dave Archambault, more of it coming up here in just a little bit, so we can let you know what the chairman of Standing Rock is doing in New York City, wining and dining with MSNBC and Hillary Clinton and everything else, while we have the encounter of this entire situation happening literally as I speak by Cannonball. And by the way, this was no secret. I said, by the way, again, this was no secret because yesterday you had the sheriff, Kyle Kirkmar, you had Sheriff Paul Laney, you had General Dorman, you had Colonel Gerhardt, all of them, Highway Patrol, North Dakota National Guard, Morton County Sheriff, down there saying, this is it. They said, do what you got to do. This morning, warnings again. Where's Dave Archambault? The chairman of Standing Rock? He's not being a leader. And that is very sad. But it could be also more than that. I hope not. Bob in Minot, next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to talk about why casing the pipe going under the river would not be a good idea. I know one of the previous callers mentioned, why don't we, you know, install a pipe and then put a pipe inside. I just want to talk about why that's not a good idea. So there's two layers of protection for pipelines. There's coatings, and then there's cathodic protection. And one without the other, the pipeline won't stay corrosion-free. So you got the coating, your main line of defense, and your cloud protection pretty much protects every area on the pipeline that is not coated, because to get a coating 100% perfect is not possible. So, if you case the pipe, you wouldn't be able to get CP to those bigger areas. And I just want to talk about this. Brand new pipeline like this will never leak. You know, when you have, brand new systems and you have all these regulations now that you never had back in the day, you know, these pipelines, these brand new ones, are never going to leak. There's no worry on them. Like, look at all the pipelines that are going under rivers now today. There's hundreds of them, thousands of them.
Million of miles plus of lines. You're so right. And Bob, what a wealth of information. Really appreciate you laying that out. I love our listeners because it's so dang smart. And I know there's so many of you out there on so many different areas of expertise. I hope you all do what Bob does, and that's contribute when you can, because that's a great example of what ought to give everybody comfort. Mainstream media sources, they don't go to Bob and say, hey, tell me why this is a safe pipeline. What have we done? They just fuel the fire. It's really sad. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. Call again. More coming up. PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations. Like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Need a flagpole? Have you got a business that doesn't have a flag flying? Come on. It's time. Greatest country on the face of the earth, celebrate it. And if you need a flagpole that will stand the test of time and fly Old Glory proudly for you, it's time to give Jim the Flagpole Guy a call. NDFlagpoleGuy.com is his website. Telephone number 701-571-FLAG. And, you know, we have some wind in North Dakota every now and then, so guess what? Jim knows how to engineer these things. Make sure they're built for a good North Dakota wind. They can handle it. 701-571-FLAG or NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Our next guest is the pride of New Zealand, North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. Zealand, North Dakota, I mean.
I didn't know we had a new one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a New Zealand.
Yeah. They've revolted against the old Zealand.
That was a product of being in New England yesterday. New Salem, okay. Sue, she made me, yeah. She made me do it. Anyway, Zealand, North Dakota's one and only Kyle Bubba Schweikert, coach of the UND football team. How are you, Bubba?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Good. Nice to have you back on the program. Congrats on a great year so far. I got to be excited, huh?
Yeah, thanks. We're plugging away here, you know, and trying to do it one day at a time and really keep focused. We got a huge opportunity in front of us with Weber State coming to town. You know, both teams do not have a loss in the Big Sky Conference. So if you get a positive result, you stay on top. And if you don't, you're one game out.
Yeah, that's huge. And some are saying probably the most meaningful, you know, game of the whole Division I era at UND. Would you agree?
I would have to say so. You know, I'm sure there were a lot of growing pains early, and I wasn't here to be a part of that. And there was a lot of excitement, you know, the first game and the first Big Sky game and all those. But this game has a lot of meaning and has a lot of implications on the next 3-4 weeks in our league standings and obviously beyond the regular season.
You know, it'd be nice is, if the Alera Center was packed to the rafters and really kind of intimidate that Weber State gang a little bit, right?
That sure helps, you know, and that's our vision for our program here, and our hope is to, you know, week in and week out be playing there in front of a packed house because, you know, I just think people and everybody needs to know you do make a difference in the game by being there in a packed house. It is difficult to play under those circumstances when you're on the road and there's noise and there's enthusiasm for the home team. I just think that creates a different challenge for teams that come in here. So we would encourage everybody to get out there. We appreciate the support we've gotten so far this year, and I think it's helped us, the environment, and it helps our entire program, but it really helps during the game too.
So what are you expecting out of these guys? What are you laying awake at night thinking about in the way of what you'll get on Saturday?
Well, they keep you up because they've got an experienced quarterback who's a senior who's played a lot. He's got a real strong arm, can make all the throws. You know, sometimes you play against a quarterback that can't throw deep to the field. So we got an entire, you know, we defend the entire field, both width-wise and on the deep balls. And then he's mobile. He hurts you with his legs, too, and they've added a little bit more run game with the quarterback. And this team is a little different than a lot of teams in the Big Sky because they have two very good tight ends. So they'll play with a lot of two tight end sets, sometimes three tight ends, and that creates a different challenge for you to defend the run. And then they'll throw the ball out of those sets, too. So it's difficult. And then defensively, they've gotten so much better, I think, on defense from their first game till now. And they really load up to stop the run, and everybody knows we want to run it. So we got to find ways to continue to run it. Yet we're going to have to be balanced and find ways to move the football if they don't let us run the ball just by having too many guys up there.
Undefeated in the Big Sky, and so it's a big matchup. Both teams are undefeated. Thankfully, this one's happening in the Alera Center. Obviously, the more green and white, black and green, that are in the house, better chance that these guys are going to have a great outcome. And I love hearing you talk about how it makes a difference. You know, I mean, I guess as a fan, you just sort of take that for granted that, you know, you're going to get there and you know, wear the colors and make some noise and have a good time, maybe do a little tailgating. But really, you know, we don't often hear as fans that it makes a difference as far as you're concerned, the players are concerned, and be that 11th man, right?
I'm being brutally honest. It makes a difference, and not only does it help us on that game day, but it helps our program. You know, we'll have anywhere from 30 to 40 prospects visiting again. You know, we got some underclassmen that are coming to this game from all over the region, you know, the Midwest. And when they pull up and see the parking lot atmosphere, the tailgate atmosphere, and when they get into the Alera Center and it's full and there's a great electric atmosphere, that's a reflection on your program, and really it's a reflection on the support for the program and that people are passionate about UND football, passionate about the University of North Dakota, and who wouldn't want to attend a place like that? And so it helps us so much, but it also does help us during the game. I think it's just gives your players and our team energy, and we got to deal with some things on defense. We know that when the place is noisy because we got to communicate too, but we're fine with that because it gives the offense issues on their communication, and we think it can really help us.
So last question, you know, obviously you are in the middle of, a turnaround of sorts, right? You brought in to, take the program to the next level, and last year came just a sliver away from the playoffs, and some argue really got a raw deal. I mean, are you on plan? Do you feel like everything's going as you like? Is it happening as quick as you like? I mean, give us a little assessment of where you're at in the big picture.
Well, Scott, we really didn't have a timeline to our plan. We came in here on January 15th, 2014, and it was the first time our staff was together, and we talked about the type of people we were going to recruit to our program, the type of people we were going to be, and why they were here on staff, and our vision was to move our program to the top of the Big Sky, and then we're in the national tournament, and we have a chance at winning it all. And that's what has driven us each and every day. Even in 2014, we didn't have an opportunity for playoffs, but when we got to November, we challenged our players and our coaches to say, hey, if we want to be what we want to be, what we're talking about here, we got to be a good team in late in the year. So we challenged our guys to be really on top at late in the year, and we were able to win our last two. Last year we had a down. We didn't have a very good October, but we finished strong. And so we feel like we've rehearsed this the previous 2 years. Now, is there a little bit more at stake? Yeah, but your preparation, if you believe in how you're doing things and the vision you have for your program, it should really be about the same, the preparation. Now, is the intensity cranked up, and is there more riding on the game? Sure. But if you've been there before, it should help you when you get ready for these games and these big games late in the year.
Well, good luck, and I hope the place is packed to the rafters, and the success continues for you and the entire crew there at the UND football team. Good to catch up with you, Bubba.
Well, great talking to you, and thanks for all you do for UND football.
You want to say anything to Zeeland or anybody back home or anybody across the great state of North Dakota?
Yeah, I love that place. It's very special to me. There's not many people left, but enough there that really care about that place, and I look forward to getting back there sometime soon. My mother, Virginia, still lives there, so I'll never forget it. Always got to remember where you came from, Scott.
So tell Virginia just to empty the place out, and and a few towns surrounding, and we'll be in a full Alera Center on Saturday, right?
That would be great. We want to get it filled up.
Get her filled up. Sounds good. Take care, Bubba.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Kyle Bubba Schweigert, head coach of the University of North Dakota football team on a big, big weekend. All right, I promised I was going to play some of the excerpts from the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, Dave Archambault, on Lawrence O'Donnell, the last word, MSNBC last night. So let me pick some of this up from where we left off before.
But what we were
I'm using my own money. I'm funding my campaign.
I hear Donald Trump. What did I do around here, Todd? So this is what happens when
fascinating
clips.
Fascinating.
We are saying, and we're not fighting labor unions. We are in support of labor unions getting work. But they're saying this by stopping this pipeline, we're taking jobs away from them. We're asking them to reroute this pipeline, and they'll get additional work. But we also are up against the corporate world. So what do we have? The only thing that we do have is the support. We have thousands and thousands of people from all over the world coming to Standing Rock. We have over two dozen cities who have signed on in support of Standing Rock's effort in stopping this pipeline. We have nations around the world, different countries coming, and that's basically what we have to go up against this force, or this power, political power, financial power. And we're just a small tribe, but
all right, so
a couple of things. We're saying enough is enough.
All right, a couple of things to respond to there. One, early on, he's saying, we just want the pipeline to be rerouted. Yet again, I hate to even repeat this because it's been repeated so many times. When you have a process that says, here's a hearing, here's the route, what say you, and Chairman Dave Archambault is literally given directly from the Department of Indian Affairs additional notice to what the Public Service Commission gave in the way of notice to say, you need to go, and they ignore those hearings. You can't now go back and say, well, the pipeline should be moved. You had your chance during the process, a public process. Where were you? So, false, number one. Number two, thank you to Chairman Archambault for admitting what we've been saying all along, that this isn't about Standing Rock, that this isn't about, a concern locally, that this is people from everywhere else. These out-of-state agitators, that all along has been the point, right? That this is 90-10 outside versus inside. He's just told us that on MSNBC, that people from different cities and countries and all over are here. Exactly. Exactly what we've been saying all along. And I would argue not helpful in any way, shape, and or form. There's more here from the interview. I will say this before I play any more excerpts. What's he doing in New York City? What is the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe doing in New York City on the set of MSNBC and today doing some photo op at the Hillary Clinton campaign when we have what has been a growing, escalating confrontation that is now playing out at this very moment that I talk to you between hundreds of law enforcement officers trying to clear an illegal encampment that has been warned repeatedly for the last week or so and literally face-to-face in the last 48 hours to say, you need to leave. Nope. Do what you got to do. Okay. He's in New York. This is happening there. Paging Dave Archambault. Leadership is necessary at home.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas. There's sunrooms. They've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Whether you're listening live right now, the replay on 550 K-Fire 7 to 9, a replay later in the afternoon on KLTC 1460. You can always listen to the podcast, What's on Your Mind, radio.com. Download that or, you know, iHeartMedia app. However you listen, whenever you listen, we're just glad you do. We appreciate it very much. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we welcome your feedback, too. It's as simple as Scott. That's the phone number, right? Well, you could email me if you like. Scott H.
Well, that works.
At flagfamily.com. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Or you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a comment and a message, a tip, anything. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. I see a photo from some listener down near 1806, and what I see is a long line of buses and you know, law enforcement vehicles, and not a lot of you know, interaction right now. But I don't know who's where, and this is from 2 minutes ago. So again, we know this confrontation is happening. We don't exactly know the outcome right now. We're going to continue to watch it day by day. Just to finish up on this MSNBC interview with Dave Archambault, the chairman, this is basically a wine fest about, you know, there's a guy on there from some civil rights activist saying, hey, you know, Ferguson started, yeah, nobody noticed at first, but just keep the faith and you'll get, you know, they're counseling Dave Archambault how to extend this and keep this going. Obviously, they see the end happening, and for obvious reasons, and so now they're going to the crazy crowd to try and extend this, right? So right now, Larry O'Donnell is saying, hey, I was in North Dakota, and I don't know why more media aren't paying attention. Why aren't they paying attention? You guys need more media. Here's his answer.
Yeah, you know, I think that in order to get the national attention that we deserve, media is waiting for something bad to happen.
Yes, and that's the tragedy of this. Yeah, that's so true.
There's such a worthy cause here, and what we're standing up for, that it deserves all the media attention in the world. But it's getting to a point where something bad could happen if
Because of you and your lack of leadership, Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, something bad could happen. We've been saying that for weeks on end and asking you, who've said, oh, I have no control. Well, get out there and say stop. Don't do anything that's not lawful. Just do the prayerful, peaceful protest. You, sir, have not done it because you've been more consumed flying around the world, being wined and dined on Lord knows whose dime, running around talking about how horrible things were, and not doing anything about it. This one's on him. And then Lawrence O'Donnell, he starts in on law enforcement. And I tell you, that really ticks me off. Because the reason there's been no quote-unquote bad thing happen yet is because of the good work of law enforcement. Yet, they're the bad guys, according to these goofballs. Listen.
For that, from the protesters.
We've been maintaining the position that this is a peaceful and prayerful protest. It's nonviolent. We want to make sure that violence isn't part of what we're doing. And if we could stay on that moral high ground, and the police, when they do something to react, they don't know how to react to that. But yeah, when they do, that will bring the mass media, the mainstream media.
Duray McKesson, do you have a last?
Yeah, anyway, you didn't hear O'Donnell. You just heard the response from Chairman Archambault there. But he was the one directly criticizing police for their actions, saying there have been absolutely no provocation whatsoever from the protesters. Archambault agrees, says it's perfectly peaceful. We're staying on the moral high ground. Yet, you know, look at AP, look at every other reporting source talking about violent, unlawful activity over and over and over again. Come on. Jay and Mark, give me your take. You're up on what's on your mind.
Well, I just don't think it's a coincidence that the chairman is out of town when this is going down. I'm sure that he's kept in the loop, and they knew that this was going to happen, and he's saving face by showing his people that he leads that you know, he's out trying to do something, but him being on MSNBC is a matter of convenience for his own political future and has nothing to do with the reason he's gone is just because he knew this was coming down.
I just think he's a bad leader. I think he's more interested in his own future and being sort of, I don't know, mesmerized by all this rather than dealing with the situation. It's really sad. Appreciate your take, though. Jeff in West Fargo, give me yours.
Yeah, I just got a quick question for you, Scott. First of all, thanks for taking my call. I've been following it the best I can. I'm not as well versed in it as everybody else. But wasn't it like 30 years ago there's a utility line that goes under the same route as where they want to go with the pipeline?
Yes, and the northern border pipeline. So two, a power line corridor and another pipeline.
Okay, so if that's the case, where was this outrage 30 years ago when they put this other pipeline in, for one? And for two, 30 years ago, you can't tell me that the EPA rules and regulations and specifications on the safety of those lines that went under that river back then are anywhere near as good as or as high quality as the rules, regulation, and requirements of the pipeline that they want to put through now.
Yeah, so, very good point. Again, you're presenting a factual case with logic. This isn't about the facts or a pipeline or water. This is about an agenda that thinks fossil fuels are dirty and ought to be ended. This is about the utopian eco-terrorism green energy view. Keep that in mind. Pray for the safety of all involved in this today. More tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Stutzman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.